When I, good friends, was called to the bar, I'd an appetite fresh and hearty. But I was, as many young barristers are, an impecunious party. I'd a swallowtail coat of a beautiful blue and a brief which I bought of a booby. A couple of shirts and a collar or two and a ring that had looked like a ruby.
Need a couple of shirts and a collar or two and a ring that looked like a ruby.
In Westminster Hall I danced a dance like a semi-despondent fury, for I thought I should never hit on a chance of addressing a British jury. But I soon got tired of third-class journeys and dinners of bread and water. So I fell in love with a rich attorney's elderly, ugly daughter.
So we fell in love with a rich attorney's elderly, ugly daughter.
The rich attorney, he jumped with joy, replied to my fond professions. You shall reap the reward of a pluck, my boy, at the Bailey and Middlesex Sessions. You'll soon get used to a look, said he, and a very nice girl you'll find her. She may very well pass for 43 in the dusk with a light behind her.
She may very well pass for 43 in the dusk with a light behind her.
The rich attorney was good as his word. The briefs came to hooping gaily. And every day my voice was heard at the sessions or Ancient Bailey. All thieves who could my fees afford relied on my orations. And many a burglar I've restored to his friends and his relations.
And many a burglar he's restored to his friends and his relations.
At length I became as rich as the gurneys, an incubus then I thought her. So I threw over that rich attorney's elderly, ugly daughter. The rich attorney, my character high, tried vainly to disparage.
No.
Yes. And now, if you please, I'm ready to try this breach of promise of marriage.
And now, if you please, he's ready to try this breach of promise of marriage.
For now I'm a judge.
And a good judge.